This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, man, I can feel the reviews are in for Basketball Woods, and they're great. They're actually really, really good, so thank you, guys. I did do a lot of reading on this yesterday and made some notes and, you know, my job. Hey, congratulations on doing your job. Very well done.
So let me get this straight. In preparation for your sports radio show, yeah, the night before the NBA season, one of the major sports tips off.
Yes.
You read about the NBA.
And made some notes.
So for the first time in almost 7 years,
yeah,
in a non-baseball sport,
I did some prep.
You actually did some reading and prep.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Boys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Woj Woods, somebody said. No, it's fun. I liked reading about it probably more than I enjoyed watching it. I'll put the game on tonight. I'm interested to see the LeBron James thing. Now, I did, by the way, no big deal. Driving in this morning, listened to a J.J. Redick podcast. And, I am impressed with J.J. Redick. Certainly knows the game of basketball.
He's a good podcast host. For a basketball coach, he's
really
a good podcast host.
He was really good and insightful. And we talk a lot about guys that get it, right? He gets it. He knows how the game is played, and I don't mean just the game on the court.
Right.
I mean the media game. So the guys that had him on were like, hey, man, so just before we get started, we've been pretty critical at times. He's like, guys, that's part of the gig, no big deal, right? And instead of being defensive and crying and whining and things like that, right, he just is like, I get it. It's part of the gig. He did talk about the fact that Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. will be attending the Lakers game this evening. You did get the sense from him that, he talked about Bronny and what he needs from Bronny, and he said, look, we're going to work on a shot. We're going to work on his ball handling, which always makes me laugh. What we need from Bronny James is we need 10 defensive stops. We need 10 pressures a game. That's really all we're asking from him. We don't need him to come in and be his dad, because he's not going to be. We need him to get in the face of guys, you know, in the half court, and try to get a steal, try to put pressure on the offense. And he said, that's really what we're looking for him. He goes, yeah, and he's going to get some time here with the Lakers. He's also going to get some time in the G League. You do get the sense that tonight will be a bit of a publicity, I don't want to say stunt, but no, stunt's the right word. I do believe he will get in tonight to play with his father.
He will absolutely get in because J.J. Redick gets it, and he gets that.
Let's get it done.
He doesn't want to sit around answering questions for seven games. Hey, is this the game that Bronny's going to get in?
You nailed it.
Just do it tonight, and then he can actually start his career after that.
Just start him and get it over with.
And I think at some point they'll realize that the best thing, even LeBron will realize, the best thing for Bronny's development will be time in the G League.
Yep.
Playing against, you know, upping his competitive level and not being overwhelmed by the NBA. I saw that 20% of the money at sportsbooks on Rookie of the Year is on Bronny James.
There's no way.
At 250-1 to 1,000-1. That's just free money for the sports.
That's
books.
Literally, you just gave them a new wing and a new pool. Like it's
they'll take all the money in the world on Bronny James to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, let's go ahead and make our bets here. What will we do if Bronny James wins Rookie of the Year? I'll eat Ben's shoe. I will eat it in full. I will swallow it and eat it.
I'll eat yours. And okay. You can have a nice segment of
shoe buffet.
Shoe consumption.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen. It's, again, free money. Like, it's fun to bet on a long shot every now and then. Like, I may put some money. I may put some money on Anthony Edwards to win the MVP this year. He's a plus 1,200. Yeah, you put $50 down. It could happen. That could absolutely happen. Bronny James winning Rookie of the Year is not going to happen. So I'm with you, Benny. Throw that dude in. Get him his 4 minutes. And call him off. And everybody gets the moment tonight. And it's a cool thing. And make no mistake. I don't like the Lakers. I don't like L.A. That's a cool thing. It's a really, really cool thing. I would love to play a game with
Paul. So clearly, the Griffies, and I found this out about Paul. So the day that they went back-to-back home runs for the Seattle Mariners.
Which is nuts.
It was Friday night, September 14th, 1990.
The day that one Paul Reindel came kicking and screaming from his mother's womb into this world. That night. Griffey and his dad.
In Seattle, born in Seattle.
It's
Mariners
nuts.
Did it. Yeah, it was crazy.
I wonder what happened, if anything cool happened on my birthday ever.
Now, you can't hit back-to-back home runs in basketball. You can't really do anything necessarily back-to-back.
Back-to-back threes.
Threes on
That'd be cool.
consecutive. I think the coolest thing you could do is one of them throws an alley-oop pass to the other.
It would be so elite.
I think that
Bronny to LeBron for an alley-oop.
That's the ultimate highlight. If you're going to do a son and dad NBA highlight, is probably Bronny throwing one up for his dad at some point. If that could happen, I will be satisfied with his debut.
Pretty cool. Paulie, that's a cool thing to happen on your birthday, but on my birthday, July 19th, 1975, President Stevens of Sierra Leone had 14 former government and military officials executed
this.
By firing squad for conspiring to overthrow him. So that's
interesting because on my date of birth, General Khalid Musharraf led a coup d'etat against the government of Bangladesh and arrested Army Chief of Staff Zahir Rahman and named himself the new chief. What's...
Yeah, it was quite a day. I wonder how much that moved the needle in the hospital for my mom. Also, New York Yankees catcher Thurman Munson had a first inning single and RBI nullified because of pine tar on his bat. I never heard about that story. We know the George Brett story, but his single and RBI were taken away because it was over 18 inches.
Not a single thing happened in sports on my birthday, apparently.
Sport boy.
Got nothing. Got nothing. Oh, no, wait. Chris Evert became the first tennis player to achieve the number one ranking as the WTA Tour rankings debut.
Oh, very cool.
So there
like
you
Chris
go.
Chris Evert Lloyd.
She was just Chris Evert,
Chris
at,
Evert
the time.
At the time.
Then she became Chris Evert Lloyd, then went back to being just Chris Evert, Evert again.
Now it just goes by Everett.
Or just Chris.
I made that up.
That's very cool, though, that the Griffey thing happened on your date of birth, Paulie.
Well, it's cool that they're going to be in the house tonight. Ken Griffey Jr. was talking about it and said, yeah, man, like we're going to go to this game, which kind of leads me to believe that it's like, hey, yes, we would love to have you guys at the game because this is going to be history as well. I doubt very much should we go? Well, I mean, hey, it may happen. Let's just get tickets and see what happens. Right. No, this is a planned...
Awkward television shots of the Griffies late in the fourth quarter. Hands going up like, hey, is
we getting in the game at all? What are
Bronny's
we doing?
Bronny's in a suit on the bench.
What are we doing here?
They leave in the third. They're like, I'm not.
I guess it's not
traffic.
I guess it's not happening tonight.
It's the worst, dude. So yeah, we were talking earlier too about. Now, you know, as much as I'm reading and enjoying reading about basketball, I shan't be gambling on basketball. It is maybe the worst sport to gamble on in the history of sports.
It's really tough.
I stay away, especially the pros, but you just never know. You never know how much the guys are going to play. You know, you just, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantees in any sports betting, but NBA basketball is not for me.
Speaking of national days, today is National Nut Day. Happy Nut Day to you, Woods.
Happy Nut Day.
You're definitely the biggest nut fan, I think, in the show.
Ooh, interesting.
I like all kinds of nuts.
I was the picky kid who would not eat anything if it had any sort of nut in it at all when I was a child. My palate has expanded a little bit, and I will now,
so now eat, you eat
peanuts and cashews. I can't stand pecans or walnuts or hazelnuts. None of them. My boss came trying to hand me one of those Ferrero Rocher hazelnut
yeah,
chocolate
delicious.
Things yesterday. I go, no, thanks.
There's not even nuts in it.
Yeah, there's hazelnut.
Oh, is there a nut in it? Well, is it hazelnut flavor?
I don't like hazelnut flavor even.
What kind of nut do you like?
Cashews, almonds, and peanuts.
That's it.
Those are my only cashews, real almonds. Nuts that I enjoy.
I destroyed those macadamia Hawaii,
from Hawaii?
Chocolates.
Yeah.
Holy
I'll eat
crap.
Them in a pinch.
I can do
not
pistachio.
My favorite,
it's not my favorite, but I can do
I
a
like
pistachio.
Pistachios. It's a lot of work, though.
Yeah, a lot of work.
There's not really too many nuts I don't like.
Yeah, I know. You're the biggest nut fan of the show.
I do like a nut. And I can.
It's also Smart is Cool Day. Which I have never experienced. Still waiting for that to actually be true at some point.
You missed your window.
Ever a window?
Well, the window happened after we graduated high school. Eventually,
the Big Bang Theory came out
pretty
on television.
Much, yeah, like those guys started. Well, I told you, like you were on the golf team.
Yeah.
When I was in high school.
There's never been a golf team is cool day for sure.
Well, no, you're wrong.
Really?
So when I was in
the guys in the golf team were cool.
When I was in high school, like we would be like, all right, those golf nerds, right? You throw those guys in a locker. But by the time my brother was in high school, all the cool guys played golf. Golf's had a resurgence. Tiger Woods certainly helped with that. And you know, it was cool to play golf after that. So that you missed your window by about 10 years. You would have been one of the most popular kids in your school with your academic awards. And your golfing.
Golf teaming. Yeah.
You would have slayed.
No, it was completely uncool when I was there.
I would have been sitting by myself. I would have just been the weird guy that smoked cigarettes outside the school, you know, in his Metallica t-shirt. That was no longer cool.
You know, Woods, that's really unhealthy for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. You
shouldn't be doing that.
That's exactly right. So you did miss your window by about 10 years.
Apparently.
Sorry about that.
Now it's Smart is Cool Day.
Yeah, Smart is Cool
Day. I feel like I'm still smart for the most part.
Yeah, you say some dumb stuff.
Yeah, it's age, I think.
Are we doing the dumbest thing he's ever said?
Speaking of dumb.
What?
Is that next?
Didn't see that on the rundown.
Oh, we didn't put it on. Yeah. I think Paulie made an executive decision. Let's do it. Because he just said, I think I'm pretty smart. 8:35.
Ben, do you not remember this?
You not remember what you texted us yesterday that you said this is brilliant?
Your topic
for today?
Yeah.
About real Padres fans?
Strap in.
Well, I mean, there's an argument to be made.
There
is an argument to be made for it.
Like,
I wanted to avoid it because it was that bad, but I think if this guy is just a glutton for punishment.
I think he has a fetish on just getting beaten up online.
Yeah.
Because I know that people will give me a hard time over this... suggestion. I'm not even saying I'm in favor of it, but
you
I think
making a case.
Logically you can make a case for it.
You can't.
It involves
You absolutely cannot.
It involves the Padres and it involves the Los Angeles Dodgers.
This made my head hurt.
We will get to that coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, this is when I feel like in your private life, you like somebody to put cigarette butts out on.
I realize you're going to roast me. So, yeah, in a certain way, there's some masochism going on here.
I feel like you're on your belly, nude, and somebody is walking on your back with high heels. And you're like, yeah, I'm in.
This is why smart is cool day is really a fallacy. Because being smart sometimes means you have to go against the flow and against the grain of what everyone else wants to think or believe. And I brought it up, and I was having this conversation actually with my son, and then I brought it up with you guys.
Call you a big dummy,
no,
too?
No, he started to, but then as I explained it, he said, well, obviously you're right, Dad, but I can't do it. I just can't do it. So
smart kid.
Clearly, there is a sentiment going on around San Diego, a very strong sentiment, one that I actually mostly share with everybody, that you don't want the Dodgers to win the World Series. Pretty obvious, right? You know, biggest rival. They just eliminated the Padres from the playoffs. Dodgers fans are all up in our faces. The last thing you want is for them to be happy. It's the one thing you have remaining to root for in this baseball season, yep, is for the Dodgers and their fan base to join you in your sadness and misery that it's over and your team was eliminated. I understand that. It's a very natural, emotional response to being a fan and having your team knocked out of the playoffs. Correct?
Yes.
No one disagrees with that. However, I would also like to just throw out the argument And this is what I texted you guys yesterday.
Strap in.
Yeah, strap in.
That if truly the goal, and I think we all agree it is to see the Padres win a World Series sooner rather than later. Hopefully next season if all goes well for the San Diego Padres. That you're actually better off if the Dodgers win the World Series than if they lose another one this year. And there's a number of factors and reasons for that.
Fire away.
Well, first of all, just winning back-to-back World Series is very hard to do. No one's done it this millennium. It's been a generation since we've had a repeat champion in the World Series. The 1998 through 2000 Yankees were the last team to win at least two in a row. They got three in a row and four out of five in that run. But since then, we've had a different World Series champion every year. So, in some ways, having the Dodgers win the World Series kind of eliminates them for next year. It doesn't, but there's whatever the reason is, teams have had a real hard time repeating. I mean, it's hard to win the World Series to begin with, but I think there are some factors behind that. The first is simply the emotional letdown you get after winning a championship. You don't have that same drive to get over the hump and get it done. Once you've won every athlete will tell you one of the hardest things in sports is repeating as a champion after you've won one already. Isn't it human nature to lose just a little bit of that drive and get a little complacent once you've gotten to the top of the mountain?
You know what's harder than, I mean, not harder, but you can't go back to back till you win one. So the fact that you would even want them to win one.
I don't want them to win one. I'm just saying
like
if you want
them to win one.
If you want the Padres to have the best chance going forward.
It's not the best chance.
It also usually has, in terms of players and bringing them back, the better they do, the harder it is to keep winning teams together, re-signing players. The better Teoscar Hernandez does in a free agency walk year, the harder it is for them to either re-sign him or bring back. If they bring back him, then that's an opportunity cost of another player that they may not be able to sign in the offseason. You can't go after everybody. Just getting to the World Series gives you a shorter offseason to prepare for the next season. Usually, makes you a little more weary going into the next season. There are a lot of real life factors that make it very hard to repeat.
There's a lot of real life factors that make it very hard to even win one, which has been the Dodgers' Achilles heel, the 60-game season notwithstanding. You know, all the pennants, all the Western Division titles, they won the West 11 out of 12 years. Nothing to show for it. Nothing real. I mean, nothing full season, sorry. And then they get very mad. Fine. Nothing full season, grind of 162 plus the playoffs.
Now, I will acknowledge you can make the converse argument that another loss for the Dodgers just ramps the pressure
Correct.
Up even more.
That's where I fall.
Yeah, I can certainly see that side of the argument.
That's where I fall, is watching them get to the World Series and soil their pants again. This is juicy.
I feel like watching the Dodgers, though, this playoff run, it's been different a little bit.
It feels a little inevitable.
It feels different.
It does feel different.
And I don't know, what is the difference with this Dodgers team than the last three that were
Clayton Kershaw's not there.
Complete failures.
Yeah, there's no Clayton Kershaw. I'm not being a jerk. You got nobody to chase a moment for. You don't. Clayton Kershaw buried that team last season in the postseason. Buried that team the postseason before.
Well, I think part of it is that whether real or fake, and I tend to think it's more fake, the Dodgers have bought into the fact that they weren't the big favorites they were the last 3 years. They may be the number one seed, but they didn't win 110 games.
Right.
They had a bunch of injuries, and they have rallied around that fact that they may not be underdogs, but they were not the overwhelming, crushing pressure favorites that they were going into the last three postseasons. Now, if they win the World Series this year and they Shohei Ohtani's pitching next year, everyone's going to expect 120. I mean, anything less than 115 to 120 wins and a sweep in the World Series is going to be like, That, I mean, you have to do better than this, Dodgers. I mean, you're going to have better circumstances next year, probably healthier pitching. You're going to have more. You're going to have even more pressure next year to do it.
It's always
going to this year.
The pressure is always going to be on them. And the way that they've set their team up for the next decade has them looking pretty good. Great farm system, the whole thing. Yeah, they've done a great job. And they will have guys coming back getting healthy. I want them to lose every game. Including in the World Series, but every game, right? I mean, that's how a rivalry works.
Well, I do too. I really do.
What you're saying, though, is some SEC cuckoldry of, well, it's not us. At least better be Bama then. You know what
I'm not cheering for the Dodgers. I'm simply laying out the logical argument.
Isn't it good for the NL West?
Right, no.
If they lose again, their owners are going to go, we have to win one. We spent $1 billion this year. We're going to spend $2 billion this offseason.
Which is great.
Chasing the championship.
It's fantastic.
And eventually they're going to get one. I mean, at the rate they spend with the players that they put on the field, aren't they eventually going to get one?
The answer to that question is yes.
Aren't they eventually going to get one?
Here's my fear.
Is it not better just get it out of the way?
Here's my fear, though.
I don't know.
So
I don't want them like
what you. The thing you really don't want is them to rip off three in the next 4 years or four in the next 5 years, and you can't do that until you win the first one. And like you said, if they lose to the Yankees this year, buddy, the pressure next year on, right? The pressure's always on them. They know that, and the way that they've spent, we're smarter. We spend more. We get our guys to defer 95% of their contracts. I mean, it's nauseating. It really is nauseating. There's no way I could ever look at it and say, yeah, and I know you're not making the argument of, like, oh, well, at least we got beat by the best, or it's good for the NL West, it makes us stronger.
Not making that argument.
No, it's the fact that they will be harder to repeat. I think if they win that first one, I don't think it's going to be hard for them to repeat at all. I really don't. I feel like that first one breaks the dam on about four in the next five, which will put me in my grave by 60.
Whether they sweep the Yankees or get bodied in four games by the Yankees, the Dodgers will be in the top
two. They'll be
two
there next
favorites
year. Yep,
100%. To win the 2025 World Series.
Of course, in reality, I'm going to be cheering really hard against the Dodgers because I am an emotional creature just like the rest of you. And
Penny, they're only going to get better and healthier.
I don't want to see them
regardless.
Win. Yeah. So what I'm really doing is just throwing in a free rationalization in case they win as to why this could still be a good thing going forward for the Padres.
When we come back, I'll tell you how you should have done it. All right? Coming back, I'll tell you how you should have done this and pitched this to the audience.
All
and I will also put a lit cigarette out on your arm.
I was trying to come up with some logic
here
for you.
He requested this.
We also will, I teased it earlier. According to A.J. Preller, if you read between the lines, the player on whom the next season and maybe the next few years kind of relies on for the Sixers going forward. We'll have that audio for you from A.J. coming up with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let me school you, Ben. Just for a second. Welcome back, Ben Woods, 97.3 The Fan. If you missed it, Ben said, what was your take? Rooting for the Dodgers is actually fun and cool.
No,
I think was your
that
take.
Was not even close to the
you said,
take. I was just saying that the Dodgers winning the World Series may actually
make
open up
harder.
The avenue for the Padres a little bit more in the future because no one has won back-to-back World Series titles in a quarter of a century.
Well, they also haven't won one in more than a quarter of a century in a long, regular, full season, right? More than a quarter of a century. 34
years?
Yeah,
that's a separate thing. Cheering against the Dodgers to keep them from a world title, it's great.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with that.
Rooting for them is weird in any capacity.
I don't want to root for them. I'm just trying to make the argument that if you want to win the 2025 World Series and you're the Padres,
go get good players.
You're better off if the Dodgers win than if they lose the World Series.
You're better off if they lose.
Because teams don't go back-to-back anymore.
Kyle says, this is the worst argument I've ever heard. Shohei will not be satisfied with one. Their rotation will be insanely stacked with pitchers who didn't even pitch this year. All Ben's points.
So were the last 23 World Series champions, they were satisfied, but the Dodgers won't be. I don't think any team is satisfied with one. Just is really, really hard to win back-to-back titles. I mean, it's hard to win one, as we know. Well, it is hard to win one, but I mean, you look at all those teams that have won one. Didn't you think that one of them would have probably gone back-to-back? A lot of really good teams over the last 20, 4 years, and none of them were able to actually back up their title. Why is that?
It's weird, though, because I feel like with their resources, the Diamondbacks, I called early in the season, but preseason, I said they're going to have a World Series hangover. And I think I said it about the Rangers as well. They're going to have a World Series hangover. They both kind of did. Diamondbacks were in it till the last
Rangers
day.
Rangers had a huge one. But the Dodgers won't?
I don't think they will. I think they are hangover proof. Whatever that little tonic is you put in your water and you drink before you go
to bed.
The
Giants did the whole hangover season, hangover season, then win another one.
They don't have the resources or the core that the Dodgers have. I really feel like they're hangover proof. So I do feel like, I told Paulie this yesterday. I said, I feel like if they get one, it's going to turn the faucet on. You know, where they just want.
Next year when they get healthier and Otani is pitching at Dustin a Cy Young level, back. Dustin May's Glasnow's back, Tyler healthy. Glasnow
returns. The Dodgers have resources, no doubt about it. Yeah. And they will be good. But there is also players who are aging. Freddie Freeman,
sure.
Max Muncy, that are going to be declining fairly soon.
No question. They're going to have to find that balance, but they have the resources to do it.
They
have the resources to pay, they have the resources. And they're good about not really overpaying for guys.
And by the way, the Padres also have that same issue with players who are, the clock is ticking on some of their players, going forward.
No question.
It is one of the things that A.J. Preller talked about yesterday in his Zoom news conference. And
Hold on, quickly. I was going to tell you, you need to establish your narrative. The narrative is, if they win the World Series, congratulations, you are the overall favorite to win the World Series. Hey, you did what you were supposed to do. You did what everyone expected you to do, including Las Vegas. Great job.
Well, I think what
you have three MVPs at the top of the order. You have a lockdown bullpen. You're paying, you can afford to absorb, $30 million for an injured pitcher like Tyler Glasnow. You can absorb $13 million for a black hole like Chris Taylor. You can pay Max Muncy, who batted $214.5 million. You can acquire Tommy Edman while injured for $10 million, and he wins the NLCS MVP. You can do all those things, but you did what everybody picked you to do, right?
I think what hurts is that if they win it, you won't be able to argue that they're not a deserving champion.
Correct. Yeah, they've earned it.
They have earned it.
Yeah.
Getting to this point this year, they have 100%. Earned it the way they have played this year.
No doubt.
So that does sting a little bit. I do think that there is something real about not winning back-to-back titles.
Correct.
That doesn't make it any easier for the Padres.
But I feel like they're immune to that. I really do.
So no hangover. You don't think there's a hangover coming next year, regardless of what happens.
Like Alex says, if they want Juan Soto, he will be a Dodger. If they look at Juan Soto, he's 25 years old, and we want to put him out in left field. And, Teoscar was really good, but we'll let Teoscar walk. Maybe we caught lightning in a bottle. He's going to want a multi-year deal. He's already making $24 million. If we're going to pay $24 million for Teoscar, let's pay $35 million for Juan Soto. If they want him to be a Dodger, Ben, he will be in Dodger blue next year. Period. The end. They got money. They had the longest money in baseball. The longest money in baseball with all the money they're making off Shohei. And
it's going to be hard for the Yankees not to re-sign him at this point.
They may not have the resources that the Dodgers.
They may not have the stomach that the Dodgers have in terms of spending money. But after taking them to the World Series, they also have a fan base that is going to be really mad if they let Juan Soto get away.
And we always talk about that. And maybe it's different in New York and L.A. But here in San Diego, you did maybe get the sense that if you were able to win that World Series with Juan Soto, but I think Padre fans would have understood, guy's going to want $600 million. We got our chip. We're good. I mean, you see that in franchises all the time. They win their World Series, and the White Sox are like, we're good. Angels won theirs years ago. You get your chip. I think even myself, after experiencing the parade and the booze and we're having a great time and we're doing extra shows and we're on all the time having a ball, reveling in it, if they go, hey, we're actually going to need to, hey, Padres fans, we're actually going to need to trade some of these guys. I don't know how bad the uproar would be as opposed to New York and L.A. Different. Don't you agree? Well, be honest with yourselves. We win the World Series with Soto in 23. And they're like, hey, we got to get rid of Soto. We're like, all right. Yeah. Like, I'm still drunk from the World Series parade. You do whatever you want.
It
you got
still me. Sucks, but you're like, ah, at least we got one.
100%. Yeah, you're like, that sucks. But, man, this feels pretty good, yeah. You know, as you wave your ring around. Feels really
flags
good.
Flags fly forever.
Flags fly forever. That's what they say. But I just don't think that's the case in New York and L.A. So that bidding war, and like I said, if they want to get him, they will get him. Imagine him.
I'd rather not.
I'd rather not.
They didn't have a team like the Washington Nationals that let their superstar get away.
Yes,
and then they
and then won the World Series.
You know, sometimes baseball makes no sense at all.
That could have been us this year. That could have been us, man. Could have been. That narrative was shaping up pretty nicely. We decided to not hit for 24 innings, and we know how that goes.
All right. We'll hear more from A.J. Preller and the player who could be key to the Padres' 2025 success. And the one thing that I actually was surprised when A.J. Preller revealed it, all coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fam.
I think these donut liners are going to kill Kelly. She's laughing at all the
mini donuts. I mean, I get it. I like a mini donut, too.
I like any donut.
But they have been available at convenience store gas stations for a very long time.
Yeah, you know those rolls of the white powdered Hostess?
I love those.
So do I. But they're not, you know, the size of a softball. They're really small. I just pop them in my mouth. Do you bite in? Do you just throw the whole thing in your
mouth? Whole thing, yeah. Me too. Yeah, they're too. Perfect one-biters.
Yeah, it's a big road trip food.
Actually, I think the Entenmann's version is better than the Hostess version.
I like the Hostess better.
What about, okay, the crumb ones are also good.
I don't like crumbs.
No, you don't like crumbs?
I don't like the crumb donuts.
Really?
Yeah, they're creepy to me. There's like shards of stuff in there. No, I don't mess with it, dude. I don't mess with it. I don't mess with it.
You don't like the name? Like crumbs just sounds.
Yeah, I sound like crummy donuts. I don't like
somehow.
I don't like a lot of stuff in my donuts. I'm pretty basic, as you know. I don't need sprinkles or anything.
It's mostly just sugar.
Yeah, it is.
Crumbs and sugar.
I don't like the crummy donuts. Sorry.
All right. Though I told you yesterday I was not expecting any revelations from A.J. Preller. Really did not get any. There was one thing that did surprise me. And that was the news on Ha-Sung Kim's timetable for his recovery from his labrum surgery. I figured, yeah, he's probably going to need the offseason to recover, but for the most part was going to be wherever he signed next year would be available and ready to play early in the season. And AJ kind of indicated that not necessarily. It may be something that lingers into May, June, or even July in terms of the recovery for Ha-Sung Kim from the surgery, which puts him in a really awkward spot when it comes to his contract, whether he's going to opt in or out of his mutual option with the Padres, whether the Padres are interested in opting in or out. And then if they do, either says no, what does free agency look like for Ha-Sung Kim going to a team that may realize we may not have him for 2 to 3 months at the start of the season? How does that play out for Ha-Sung Kim?
The way that he spoke on multiple occasions yesterday about Ha-Sung Kim, because he was asked the question, I think A.J. Cassavell asked him the question of who's going to play shortstop next year? What do you have in your mind right now? And he kept mentioning Ha-Sung Kim. And in my mind, I had just assumed he was as good as gone. But then you start thinking, well, there's a $7 million mutual option, and he just had labrum surgery. So are you guys interested in staying one more year, or as it turns out, maybe a half year? For $7 million, okay, sure. And then Ha-Sung Kim comes back, call it the All-Star break. And you have a Gold Glove caliber shortstop back at the All-Star break. But then that means
a lot of pressure for him to perform those three seasons.
Well, for sure, in those 3 months. But for the other reason is, so who plays short? Is it Xander? You're going to do this again? Yeah. We're going to do this in 2025? Where Xander's like, I'm the shortstop until Kim comes back. Then I'm going to second. Cronenworth's going to move back to first. But we already got a guy that we signed to play first base. It does bring up a lot of moving parts and questions. So the way that, yeah, and Adam just made the point too, and we talked about it earlier in the week. You don't hire Scott Boras to just accept an option.
Right.
You know, you don't pay him to do that, but maybe you pay him to negotiate something with a team if you are just going to decline the option and go to free agency. Maybe you want Scott Boras talking to the Giants saying, you know, this is what is going to happen. He's going to be back in May. He's going to be ready to go. That's why you hire Scott Boras, not to pick up an option. You don't even need an agent.
Sure, but you know the injury does change the circumstances for Ha-Sung Kim. And you don't necessarily want to be going into your like biggest free agency. I mean, he's not going to have a better chance to cash in than what age is he right now? 29? I mean, this is his prime. So this is your one deal. If you want to sign a multi-year deal, this is going to be it. And you're going into it as damaged merchandise. Whereas if you came back for one more season and then hit free agency after a decent year, you know, coming back healthy, even if it's like three months, you could maybe get a lot more next year. Now, an agent, a good agent's going to tell you, hey, if you can get more after one more season, then let's do that. Now, why would the Padres pick up a mutual option on quote-unquote damaged merchandise? Well, here's why. If they decline the option, they owe Ha-Sung Kim $2 million anyway.
Bucks, yeah.
So really, you're really talking about a $5 million decision.
Right.
For possibly, you know, four and a half months of what has been not just a, you know, a good player, but a really well-liked player in your clubhouse,
yeah.
Respected member of your team. For the most part, you know, a couple of hiccups this season, but a gold glove defensive player. And when he's on offensively, someone who was even like getting down ballot MVP votes a year ago for $5 million. I mean, that's kind of, to me, almost a no-brainer for the Padres. If he wants to come back, you pick that up and say, please, we'll pay you $5 million essentially to play as much as you can for us, and then you can go back into free agency at the end of 2025. Will Ha-Sung Kim do that? I don't know, but with that timeline, all of a sudden, I think it's much more a possibility than it would have been under any other circumstance.
The Boras thing is the only thing that throws a monkey wrench into all of it for me. And you don't hire him to do this, in my opinion.
But you hire him, I mean, he'll still be your agent in a year.
That's true.
You know, Scott Boras will tell you, hopefully, what your best strategy is to make the most money, because that's how Scott Boras makes the most money. And if it's free agency after next year and not this year, Scott Boras will tell him that. So, I don't know, back on the table. Meanwhile.
It did, but the way he talked about him, I mean, I got the sense like, oh, he's coming back.
That was my big surprise yesterday.
And maybe that's, you know, maybe there's some sort of gamesmanship or something to that. And I haven't really figured out what it could be, but it did sound like Ha-Sung Kim would be back.
Meanwhile, I know Padres fans are gonna feel gloomy about this, but AJ Preller did get asked about Xander Bogaerts, and you know, there's a lot of eggs in the Xander Bogaerts basket. And so far that basket has been pretty disappointing in a Padres uniform, you know, for various reasons. But AJ Preller really did acknowledge what is fairly obvious, that the Padres are going to need Xander Bogaerts to perform if they're going to want to try to reach the heights they're hoping to get to.
I mean, I think with Xander, it's, you know, obviously like getting, you know, playing through the injury, kind of like getting back in the second half of the season. You know, again, I think the expectation with Xander is, and he'll be the first to tell you, he knows that he's, you know, like that, you know, I think from his standpoint, he knows he's got a lot of really good baseball in there. And, you know, I think we saw it the second half of the 23 season. You know, again, like that's all, again, like part of having a core group of guys. There may be, you know, a year or a period of time or, you know, half a season where guys don't quite perform at the level that they're expecting themselves to perform to. But I think the good news for us is that Xander's coming back and he's going to do everything he can this offseason, you know, knowing him, his personality, his makeup, to come back and be an all-star caliber player. You know, again, he got us, there were some big hits there, some big home runs, some big, you know, at bats. And I think for us, like, to be the team that we need to be next year, it's going to involve Xander right in the middle of it and looking up and having him have a Bogaerts type year. And that's, you know, that's a guy that's going to be among the league leaders in average, a guy that, you know, starts to fill up, you know, the doubles and home run side of things. He can play up the middle. You know, we saw that at second base. He got better and better as the year went, the first half went, and then he switched over to shortstop. We'll talk to him about that and where that looks. But, yeah, if we're going to be, you know, a playoff team next year, my guess is we're having this conversation next year and we look up and Xander, you know, has an all-star type season. And I feel very confident he's capable of doing that. And I feel very confident he's going to look at this year part of it was the injury. But I think he's going to look at this year and make some adjustments to make sure that he comes back next year and he's, you know, he's back as one of the top players in the game, and you know, excited to see that for him.
Did that give you a little pause when AJ said, "Hey, if we want to be a playoff team next year, Xander basically has to be an all-star"? Is that a little worrisome for you based on what we've seen from Xander Bogaerts so far?
Yeah,
it was for me. Now, I think there's some Padres fans who go, "Well, there's no chance Xander's ever going to be good again," and that's simply not true. I mean, Jurickson Profar had no chance of being an all-star going into this last season.
And
guess what? He was. If Jurickson can bounce back, certainly Xander Bogaerts, with far more of a track record, can bounce back and have an all-star season.
And I know it's only two seasons here, but you're talking about a 100-point decline in OPS. You're talking about... Yeah, it's on the decline right now, so he's got to get it back up.
I want to continue a little Xander talk and get into our Rindle report coming up next year on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.